Hi there. The word for you today is, have you lost your focus? 1 Kings 19 verse 4 we read, he prayed that he might die. You know, sometimes after giving it your all, you can end up totally drained. Look at Elijah. God had used him to call down fire at Mount Carmel and destroy the prophets of Baal. It was a spectacular victory. Yet he fell apart right after it when Jezebel threatened him. Fleeing for his life, the Bible says, quote, he sat down under a broom tree and said, it is enough now, Lord, take my life. How about that? You know, the moment his focus changed from God, who had strengthened and stood by him, to the enemy who was threatening him, he immediately became overwhelmed. So God spoke to him again. This time it wasn't in a spectacular display like Mount Carmel. The Bible says it was in a still, small voice, drawing him aside to rest and spend time with God. The next time the nation saw Elijah, he was spiritually back on top again. So answer this. Has your focus shifted from God to all the stuff you have to do? If so, you need time out. Time alone with God. When he calls you aside to rest, hear me, do it. Vic Pence says, nothing fails so totally as success without God. The twofold danger in the aftermath of any significant success is this. Number one, spending too much time listening to the accolades of others. And number two, presuming that now you have what it takes to succeed in your own. And as a result, you disconnect from God, who is the source of your strength. What a mistake. David said in Psalm 27, verse 1, The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Fearlessness is foolishness unless it's based on faith in God. And one more thought. God sent Elisha to assist Elijah, and he can send the right person into your life to help you. God knows just what it takes to get you moving again.